Welcome. If you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to this, The Maggie Dawn Show, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's your last chance to get in on our show poll today. Who is yesterday's biggest loser? The artist formerly known as chart-topping Seal? The rapper who used to show his face in public, Drake? Or the nobody can ever beat us in the Super Bowl Chiefs? Your options are Seek, Drake, and the Chiefs. Get it in, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We will give you the results of that poll before the hour is out. Donald Trump, in a flurry of stupid things over the weekend, not only is apparently like firing a bunch of people from the Kennedy Center board and appointing himself Grand Poobah of the Kennedy Center, which is just like in the list of petty, stupid things that he can do and waste his time on, like, you know, jacking the security clearance of Joe Biden, removing security details from people whose lives are actually under threat from a guy who almost was assassinated, right? Like, just super petty. The other super petty, lame thing he did was this stop discriminating against Christians as if that's really a thing. Anti-Christianity bias blockade something or other, blah, 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 executive order. Dom, what was your take on this hot mess? Yeah. Couldn't wait to ask you this one.
Yeah,
friend.
You know, it is a variation of something I say a lot. When are the rich white Christian nationalists in this country going to catch a break? You got to be absolutely
other than the January
me.
6th pardons.
Yes, yes, of course. I mean, it's certainly not a thing. And I wonder, you know, because I'm critical at times of the religion in general, but that's fine. I just wonder if, you know, my observations and my critiques are you know, getting someone's, you know, religion privilege a little too close, because that's what the majority of people are in this country, are Christians. And there is not, if people have a problem or take an objection to, as I do, religion, I have no religion. That is my only objection. And whatever people do to get through the day is entirely up to them. I support them in that, whether they have a belief or no belief like me. For Donald Trump to go out there and, you know, what, meet for the base, I guess this is not a thing.
Yeah, it's ridiculous to me. And lest we forget who we're talking about here, as if Donald Trump actually knows what Christianity is about, here's what he said about the fundamental, most core tenet of Christianity, the concept of contrition and forgiveness. Let's listen.
But have you ever asked God for forgiveness? I'm not sure I have. I just go and try and do a better job from there. I don't think so. I think if I do something wrong, I think I just try and make it right. I don't bring God into that picture. I don't.
Just to be clear, Donald Trump just said he's never asked for forgiveness. I mean, this guy is the one who's supposed to, yes, let me protect Christianity. Dude, you don't even know what Christianity is all about. It is an insanity. And oh, by the way, I wanted to bring this tweet back up. The House GOP Judiciary Twitter handle back in 2022 legit just texted Kanye period, Elon period, Trump period. Should we revisit what Kanye has been posting on X lately? Yeah. Let's see. Never apologizing for my Jewish comments. I love Hitler now. What swear word? I'm a Nazi. Hitler was so fresh. I'm going to normalize talking about Hitler the way they're talking about blanking has been normalized. He basically put porn up yesterday on Twitter. Like, this is the Christianity that needs protecting, the Elon Nazi salute. That is anti-Semitism. Guess who's facing more anti-Semitic violent threats now because of Yi and Elon, right? Like, from what bias? Like, what's the great harm befalling Christians as you slam the Ten Commandments into classrooms across the country? I don't get it.
Well, they certainly are trying to, and there is pushback, and righteously so, because that should not be the case. And what religion do you stop if you want to start, you know, forcing religion into the public classrooms? And in the state of Wisconsin, we have a couple of state legislators that want to put In God We Trust, in very specific letter size in all the classrooms. I mean, this is, and this is from the Christian side, and we and of those folks that are supporting that, won't get into some of the detail, but he was very, one of those folks was very critical, called a 13-year-old in a public hearing in Wausau on inclusivity, the F blank G word, right? And ensued, Wausau, the Daily Pilot went into that quite a bit. That's a story there. But point being is that that's not a very Christian thing to do, to my understanding. And let's not also forget, Miggy Dawn, Donald Trump stood up not so long ago and proclaimed that he, in fact, is not a Christian. He said the words, "I am not a Christian." So, you know,
well,
again,
no kidding. I mean, you violate one of the Ten Commandments every day. You violate the Golden Rule every day. He's now, they fired and then reemployed this little minion of Musk, who wrote this past September, yes, September 2024, that I was a racist before it was cool. Normalize Indian hate. You could not pay me to marry outside of my ethnicity. I'm sure that's what Jesus would do. I'm sure. Doesn't that, it makes total sense. Allie from Madison, thanks for your text about what was going on television last night on many of these issues. Cam from Appleton, I see you. One of our newish texters from the 920 texting, "I am a Christian and the MAGA party has no clue at all what it means to be a Christian. The Ten Commandments do not belong in classrooms." Ron from Milwaukee also bringing up some really important points that I'm going to be talking about tomorrow. The Nixon shock and the differences between what's going on now and then, as well as the Impoundment Act, Donald Trump's lawlessness, and what does it all mean? What is the big picture? You're not going to want to miss tomorrow's show. It's a vintage Maggie does a deep dive kind of approach. Keep it locked, though. Dom Salvia is up next here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together.